Welcome back to the Wit and Wisdom Show. I'm your host, Fred Witt. If you enjoy listening to my program, please consider subscribing or leave a rating below. I appreciate your support. Hey friends, thanks for joining me today. The podcast at this moment is a continuation of a prior one on brevity. And the first part of the this podcast was a very brief discussion of the power of brevity and how you apply it. But today I'd like to explain in a little more detail in terms of how I apply this. So brevity means get to the point. Be short, be clear, be concise. Brevity is about the economy of words. It means your words matter and use less of them. So, in practice, if you're sending an email, in the ray line, write in what's the point of the email. And then, immediately in the email, get to the point. What is the point of your email? Is it a request? Is it an ask? Is it a decision that needs to be made? Is it a choice of action, a choice of course of action? So immediately in the email, frame the email as here is the ask, here is the question, here is the issue, here is the decision. Then the second sentence is, and my recommendation is. So immediately, what's the ask? What's the decision? What's the question? What's the issue? And then the next sentence is your answer, your response, your recommendation. The beauty of this is that the reader doesn't have a lot of time to focus and is overwhelmed by information. We all are. In this case, you will cut through all of that, get to the point quickly, and then enable the reader of the email to figure out how to respond and how to do so quickly. So the more you can boil this down, the better off you'll be. And in business, the objective is to be successful. So if you want to be successful, you want to sell more of whatever, or you want to successfully go public in your business. You want to successfully attract new investors. In order to do that, the investors, the public market, anybody else listening, any of your target audience, they're busy. And they've got other demands on their time. So if you can reduce your pitch to a value proposition, and the value proposition then has a paradigm to it. And the paradigm is, here's your problem, customer, and here's my solution to your problem, customer. So if you can think about your business as you're here to serve a customer, who is that customer? And then what's the customer's problem? And then what's your solution to the customer's problem? And if you can reduce that to that very simple paradigm and just think about it and apply it, you're going to be better off, because the shorter you can be, the more to the point, the greater your percentage of is getting what? A positive response. And that's what you're seeking, a positive response. So state it clearly and simply, and then you're going to increase your odds of getting a positive response. So folks, apply the power of brevity. Be short, clear, concise, to the point. Do not go on and on. Nobody has the time or the interest to listen. Everybody has their problems of their own, their distractions. So help the listener, help the customer, help your target audience to understand what you're asking, and then that will help them to give you a better chance of a favorable response, which is why you get up every day. Okay, so folks, apply the power of brevity. It's about the economy of words, short and sweet. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. If you like what I say, and if you're interested in learning more about me and more about my writings and my thinking, I've written 4 books, 3 self-help books, and then a novel, Partnership of Crime. The 4 books are listed on my author website. So you can find my 4 books available on my author website, which is fredwitt.com. So FREDWITT.com. So please check my author website and you can learn more. I appreciate your support and interest.